chairman of the board, Dow Ritter, met with us at about 2 o'clock, oh, I guess maybe more like 2:30, and then there was a campus-wide meeting where he basically gave the same information.
Was this expected?
I think the rumor mill was prepared for it because the meeting was called, I think, yesterday for today. And so the speculation was that perhaps the president was resigning.
There's been the school of thought that, you know, perhaps Pollack shares some blame in this, but, you know, maybe this isn't the time where you want to have some sort of turmoil or turnover in the leadership. How do you feel about that?
I think that they made a decision that works well in terms of continuity. The current provost will move up to become interim president. The associate provost will move up to become interim provost. So there's a sense that the ship isn't changing that much in terms of the day-to-day activities of the college. In that sense, new students as well as returning students won't see much in the way of a major change from what they either expected or what had happened in the past. So in that sense, I think the board made a pretty good decision.
I'm just reading Dr. Pollack's statement here in the press release, and he says, I've concluded that the focus is presently on me and not on the creative and constructive process that must rapidly take place in order to protect Birmingham Southern's future. So it seems to that he acknowledges that if he were to stay on, that the you know, the spotlight would really sort of be on him and what he has done or what he hasn't done with regards to the current situation at Birmingham Southern.
If the issue would not go away unless he went away, then we were really going to have a tough opening of school and perhaps a year. I think the thing that the faculty is most concerned about has to do with governance. The faculty right now has no role in the major decisions of this college unless it is invited in. So I think we're concerned that as we go forward, not only are we involved in the search for a new president or search for a new CFO, but that also that we take up some residence on the Board of Trustees. There ought to be faculty representation on the board and on its most important committees of the board. We had nothing to say about the cuts, where and how, the benefits which were cut, which are absolutely substantial. And in that sense, the faculty is going to be pushing very hard to be involved in this effort to examine the governance of the college.
What other changes would you like to see now?
You know, I have to think hard about this. It's been a rough summer, Bradley. We have been through the mill with late meetings and called meetings and emails and all the rest, trying to understand the finances, where they broke down and so on. If we want this place to be what it has always been, and that is the best in liberal arts, not only in our region, but as a national liberal arts college, we're going to have to look at our curriculum and how we deliver to students in order to make this place an attractive place to work as well as to learn.